Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. My heart is heavy today, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer right away and see what we can do to inspire one another. How's that? For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you for the great I am that you are, for your love and your grace and your mercy. And your forgiveness. And Father, I know that you are a patient God, and your patience does have a limit. And I fear we have reached it. And I beg you for wisdom and time, Father, that we can push back what's happening here. That we can be the witnesses that you would want us to be in this world. We pray for your protection, Heavenly Father, for we are in a dark time. Evil is all around us. Satan is dancing in the streets while your people forget that they are victors, that they are conquerors already. They are in fear, Father, for they forget these things. We are your children. Guide us. Equip us. Give us wisdom and courage. Grant us the gift of discernment. Open our eyes that we may see and our ears that we will hear. May we have hearts that can glean through the rhetoric and the lies. May we always show your love. Yet, give us that righteous anger that you have and wisdom to know how to act and when to act and how to react. It is ugly. Beyond anything we know, but Father, show us the way. Show us the evil that is here. And remove those who are perpetrating such evil among us in this nation and in the world. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I ask for your blessing on today's show and on CSC Talk Radio. I thank you for the encouragement I have received in the mail the last couple of weeks. Bless all those who are listening, Father. Bless their lives. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Before I get started with my monologue, I do want to announce it's breaking news. I don't have a lot of information on it, but I have enough information to let you know what's going on, that Colin Powell has passed away from complications of COVID. He was fully vaccinated, yet he caught the COVID, and I don't know if his health in other ways was compromised that this took his life, but the family is mourning, and they need our prayers. Colin Powell was a distinguished, they say he was a distinguished and trailblazing professional soldier whose career took him from combat duty. Very few of them can say that. From combat duty in Vietnam to becoming the first black national security advisor during the end of Ronald Reagan's presidency, and the youngest and first. I didn't realize he was the youngest. Youngest and first African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President George H.W. Bush. I always liked Colin Powell, but he lost a lot of my respect one day. Just one thing he said made me believe that he wasn't a true conservative at that time. He says, "I myself do not believe in abortion, but I believe everyone should have a choice." But he did serve this country well. And his family is mourning, and they need our prayers. I saw a couple of memes this weekend. Somebody sent them to me by text. One was, And I really got a big kick out of this. I should send it to Mike Cutler. Heaven has strict immigration laws. Hell has open borders. Now, if you've been listening to the news, sometimes it's hard to sift through everything and figure out what's really going on. But I have told you over and over and over again, they want our children. They want our children. And they don't care about their safety. The same person that sent me a couple of memes also sent me a whole list. I said it is about our children because one of the memes he sent me was a picture of a child. And the child said, in reality, they're not after you. They're after me. You need to be in the way. Do you understand that, my friends? Because that meme meant a lot to me. We need to stand between this tyrannical government and our children. And we will tell them, no, they cannot have our children. They don't care about our kids. They don't care if young girls, 14-year-olds, are raped and sodomized in a horrible, horrific way in the bathrooms of the public schools. They don't think you as a parent have any right to know. Well, we'll get back to that. But the same gentleman that sent me those memes sent me something else, and I said it is about our children. And I do fear for our children. And he sent me a website of Aesop fables. You remember Aesop's, don't you? So I'm going to share one this morning. It's The Mother and the Wolf. And you know, they always had a moral to the story. We should be teaching our children Aesop's fables. There's always a moral to the story, a moral to life. Early one morning, a hungry wolf was prowling around a cottage at the edge of a village when he heard a child crying in the house. And then he heard the mother say, "Hush, child, hush. Stop your crying or I will give you to the wolf." Surprised and delighted at the prospect of such a delicious meal, the wolf settled down under the open window, expecting every moment to have a child handed out to him. But though the little one continued to fret, the wolf waited all day in vain. Then, toward nightfall, he heard the mother's voice again as she sat down near the window to sing and rock her baby to sleep. "There, child, there. The wolf shall not get you. No, no, Daddy is watching, and Daddy will kill him if he should come near." And just then the father came within sight of the home, and the wolf was barely able to save himself from the dogs by a clever bit of running. The moral of the story is, do not believe everything you hear. The wolf thought the mother would really do that, but we know the mother would not do that, don't we? What are we witnessing in this country? What we are witnessing is a horrible evil in this land and in this world. It is a global insurrection for power. Though the virus is real, we've seen it take many lives, and today they've announced another one with Colin Powell. But it is being used by governments worldwide to control and to punish the people, not to protect. Their actions are not to protect. Our children are victims. They are victims. And as the meme said, in reality, they're not after you, the child says. They're after me. You need to be in the way. Are you willing, my faithful listeners, to stand in the way between the wolf and the child? Are you? Because it's going to get ugly. But I know I'm not willing to let them take any of my children, my grandchildren. Are you? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com, or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I want to talk a little bit about our responsibility to the children and to the future generations of this nation. And really, America has been that for the world. That's why everybody wants to come here. It's not because we're horrible and racist. It's because we have the land of opportunity. But we're becoming a socialist country. And that is no longer the land of opportunity. It's the land of enslavement. So those who are screaming about how bad slavery was are pushing it in this country. Oh, it's not by a person owning it. It's your government owning you. This is from our Declaration of Independence. And I know I do this, and I know you get tired of hearing it, but you need to understand where we were coming from. Don't let them cancel all the history. You need to embrace the history. You need to understand what was going on then. And I'm going to tell you right now, what is happening in this country today, I believe, is far worse than what the king was doing back then. Not only that, he was an ocean away. King government is right here, claiming your house and calling it the temple of democracy. When she can keep her teeth in her mouth, she says this. So this is coming from the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. He's talking about we the people. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. This is why a few years ago, I think it was in 20, I don't remember what year it was. Was it 2019? I wrote the Declaration of Independence again. I used the same format. I just changed a few things. Like king government is really Congress. You understand that, right? It's Congress and their deep state. And then the preamble to our Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Our posterity is our children. It is the future generations of this nation. An old Greek proverb, it's been a while since I've shared it with you. This is our founding fathers. We need to now be our founding fathers. For the things we do now will not benefit our lives. We are old enough that they're really not going to do us that much good as far as our opportunities in life. Not that I'm old. I'm not saying that. But it's an old Greek proverb. A society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they shall never sit. We could look at it this way, that the old men planted the trees long ago, our founding fathers, the tree of liberty. But it has grown so many branches, it has grown out so much that it needs a pruning to come back to its state of productivity. We have a government that has grown so large and so big that it has stolen the liberty from the American people. And when the American people aren't free, there's not freedom around the world. The First Amendment is important, and it's being taken from you. If you watched Mark Levin last night, he had a really good show. Two great, great guests. And one thing Mark said at the end was he's encouraged. He's encouraged because his book has sold so well. But because people are fighting back. If you're not willing to fight back, your children are doomed to slavery, to poverty. Unless they're part of the deep state. But Canada now, and I put on here, well, I don't care what Canada does, but I do care what Canada does. I have Canadian listeners. And Canada's in trouble, and Australia's in trouble. And my brother was laughing about Australia being in trouble. I said, well, it's not really surprising. They took their guns several years ago. So they can't fight back. And they're not even letting them, peacefully protest. They're arresting them if they disagree. And that's what our people are talking about. If you don't agree with them, if you don't take the vaccine. Now, Colin Powell was fully vaccinated, and he still got COVID. Now, somebody just told me on Facebook, those that are watching on Facebook, that he was also battling cancer. Heart disease is number one killer in the United States and in the world. They're not demanding you do anything there. They wanted to. They wanted a tax fat. They want a fat tax, and they may get to the fat tax yet. The only thing stopping them is the big corporations that are selling the fat. So that's the number one killer. But you don't see the government doing anything about that, do you? The second killer is cancer. Biden was... But he was campaigning, I'm going to cure cancer when I become president. But he's not. They're not banning. They're not making it a law against smoking cigarettes, and I don't think that they should. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't like to be around that. I grew up with it. My daddy quit. But it is an addiction. They'll tax it, though. They'll make money off of it. They don't care about the protecting of you. So with COVID, they're going to force vaccines on you. They're going to force you to wear masks. Fauci's already talking about you're not going to get Christmas. Well, Fauci is not going to determine what I do in my life. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But Canada, getting back to where I started, is threatening to fire federal employees if they use the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," in correspondence. Now, if any of you have been paying attention, and maybe some of you haven't been paying attention, the "Let's go, Brandon" is a phrase that took the place of the other phrase that's a little vulgar. I won't use it on the air, but it is some kind of a verb, Joe Biden. Very vulgar, shouldn't be used, but they were using it. And my encouragement was it was the college kids. It was at the college football games that it started, and then it happened at the NASCAR races. And the crowd was chanting that while this journalist or this whatever she was was interviewing the winner of the race, whose happened to name was Brandon. And she said, "Isn't it wonderful that they're chanting, 'Let's go, Brandon'?" And of course, that's not what they were chanting. But now it is caught up. It is catching out. You're getting T-shirts. You're getting hats. Everybody's saying, "Let's go, Brandon," meaning we don't like Joe Biden. So Canada, we know they don't like Joe Biden either, but they're not going to allow anybody to use that phrase, "Let's go, Brandon." Again, it is a global insurrection. So they're going to protect the insurrection that's going on here in the United States, and it's not what happened January 6th. If you will stop and think about it, the people own this country. Not the dictators in D.C. We were not designed to be dictated from D.C. And then I have several articles here, but it is about the children. Today I want to talk about the children, and I know I'm going all over the place. But I have told you before that the school board meetings, school board elections, are extremely, extremely important. And we all know now that the bathroom rules are stupid. We all knew it long ago. They are stupid and dangerous. So a transgender boy wearing a skirt goes into the girl's bathroom and he rapes and sodomizes a 14-year-old girl. And the school board hides the crime. And now they've made the father out to be the criminal because he was angry about the crime. I want to talk about this because I think it is very, very important. And who is going to stand up for these young girls? This party, this left party, these AOCs, all of these people, they want to protect the transgenders and they want to take your children. And your young girls, they don't matter. Their sports are gone, and now their innocence and their safety is gone. We need to stand between them and the children. Literally. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny, We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. My heart is absolutely broken for this young 14-year-old that was raped and sodomized and forced to all kinds of horrific crime in the girls' bathroom in the school. Now, they lock the parents out of the schools. You know that, right? For the safety of the children.
Yeah, we need parents back in the bathrooms for the safety. Really, need hall monitors or bathroom monitors and the parents.
Well, those were children. Those were children that did that. They couldn't stop somebody
like
this.
We need parents in there now.
We need to not let men, boys, into the girls' bathroom. Or vice versa. I mean, it was a joke when I was in school, and the boys would catch a girl and throw her in the boys' bathroom to embarrass her. Yeah. Kids play. Rape is not kids' play. And this young man did it again. Who knows how many times he's done it? Not in the public school, but some other place. What if that was your child? Your granddaughter? Or even your son, your grandson? You think these guys wouldn't do it to them? They would. This boy is sick. He's mentally ill, but he's violent. And he needs to be stopped. And this young girl, nobody's talking about her. They've made her dad because he had an outburst at a smart aleck school board member that sat there and said, we've had no such reports, lying to them. I don't know why. I don't know if they get federal funding to allow the transgenders in the bathroom. I don't know what the big deal is, but the school board members, every single one of them, need to be held accountable to this crime. The parents in Loudoun County need to make sure. They need to press charges against every single one of those school board members. They need to pay for what they're doing to your children. They need to be punished, not that father. The criminal needs to be punished, not that father and that girl. My heart just breaks for her. Both of them. So, school board elections are important. Who are you putting on the school boards? The left, these liberal, I don't even want to call them liberal. These evil people like Pelosi and Schumer, Buttigieg, like all of them, Biden, Kamala, you name them, they're all there. Mad Max, Booker, Hirona. They're evil. They're evil. You need to stand between them and your children. Do not let them have your children. They don't care if your girls are raped. They don't care if your boys are raped. They do not care. And they've been working a long time to bring their evil to your schools, to your communities, to your clubs, to the Boy Scouts, to the Girl Scouts. They want your children. Do you understand that? They want to brainwash them. They want to human traffic them. They're all okay with that. The only ones that matter in their lives are them. A 14-year-old girl can't even go to the bathroom in the public school system. Parents are locked out of the schools. The schools are all locked, not letting anyone in without some kind of a permission slip, which I'm okay with to a certain point, but not the parents. The parents are the ones who pay the taxes, who keep that school going, who pay these teachers. I don't know, maybe some of them have paid school board members. I don't know. But you need to know who they are. And Loudoun County needs to rise up and say no more. Some are. A Pennsylvania School Board Association has severed ties with the National School Boards Association over a letter comparing parents' behavior at school board meetings to a domestic terrorism of hate crimes. Because the National School Board Association, we don't need national school boards. You understand that? We do not need national school boards telling your school board in your little town, in your little county, how to act. Or what kind of policies to implement. They are run by you. They are representative of you, not of a national school board association. Check with your schools. What are they? Who are they going to protect? Are they going to protect the National School Board Association or your children? What kind of bathroom rules do they have? Do they have school monitors? Do they have security? A security guy, if they're going to do this, which they shouldn't, should be standing outside every one of those bathrooms. Every single one of them. First of all, if they really want to set it apart, transgender should have their own bathroom. That's going to be costly, isn't it? But they shouldn't be in the bathroom with your girls because they are not girls. They don't like it if I say that. I don't care if they like it. They're not girls. And girls dressed up like boys are not boys. They are not boys. They're confused. And it's time to put an end to it.
Or they're predators.
Or they're predators.
That one school board member denied that. He said the transgender predator doesn't exist. It's not a thing. Those kind of people aren't that way.
Yeah, well, he went in there and he raped the girl.
Yeah.
Sodomized
her.
He was
maybe an imposter, pretending to be transgender. But that's going to happen, and it did just happen.
We said it would happen.
Yeah, you did.
I don't like being right.
Not in this case.
The Pennsylvania Association wrote in an internal memorandum that the final straw in the organization's decision to leave the association was a letter sent to President Joe Biden in September suggesting that some parents should be considered domestic terrorists. The governing board of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association has voted unanimously to cancel the PSBA's long-standing membership in the National School Boards Association. Kudos to them. Loudoun should do the same thing. The parents need to demand that Loudoun's county, that school board, stop behaving as they are. Get them out of there. School board elections matter. I said it long ago. We live in a little bitty town, so we know who's on the school board. Well, I don't really know. I know some of them on the school board right now. America's in trouble. Our children are in danger. What are we going to do about it? Sip our coffee and get angry? That's what I do. Are you going to make phone calls? Are you going to make demands of the school boards? Call them. Ask them. Are you a member of this National School Board Association? If you are, get out. Get out of it. Demand it. We don't need a National School Board Association. How much are they getting paid? You know that money comes from tax dollars, right? They don't produce anything to make money. They're there to take your children. They don't care about their safety. They don't care. They do not care. They do not care. Do you care about your children? Well, Buttigieg is going to go back to work. We'll talk about that. You know, he and his significant other, his husband, they adopted 2 children. I believe they're twins. I'm not sure. But he's been off work now for 2 months. The barges are in the sea. The shelves are empty. But he's going back to work. Oh, not here. He's going to the UN. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Subpar immune systems throughout the world is probably the reason COVID-19 secured such a foothold on the population. Strong immune systems help prevent sickness. If you have a weak immune system, you might consider using Immuno-150. It was formulated to strengthen immune system. Immuno-150 contains 70 plant-derived minerals and 80 other nutrients. Go to your computer and visit Immuno150.com. That's Immuno150.com. If you don't have a computer, call 888-316-2224 for mailed information. Prepare to be surprised because Immuno-150 is effective and produces results. I urge you to try Immuno-150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website Immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to talk a little bit about Buttigieg because, you know, he's our transportation secretary. And the transportation secretary has done nothing for the last 2 months because he and his husband adopted children. They adopted two babies. I think they're twins. I do not know that for sure. So he's been off work for 2 months. Now, the idea of taking a break when you have a baby is, was used to be years ago, the women, because they had recuperation time. But then the left and all those who think everything should be fair and wonderful decided, well, the men need time off too. So they were granting the men 2 months. They didn't give birth. 2 months. It's not like somebody told me over the weekend, they're still trying to figure out how to breastfeed. They're not breastfeeding. But 2 months. To take off, these two men. They probably have a nanny. I don't think they're taking care of them, but I could be wrong. I don't know. But he's going back to work. I want everybody to rest assured that he's going back to work, except, except he's going to leave his family just in time to attend the upcoming UN-sponsored climate gathering in the UK. The transportation secretary has been AWOL as the country struggles with supply snarls that are kicking up inflation and emptying store shelves. But at least he will weigh in on our curbing of carbon emissions. That's after he, you know, jet sets over there. Pete will not be alone, though. This will start on November 1st in Scotland. Indeed, he will be joined by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, the wisdom of Anthony, Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack. We've already experienced that man's abilities. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and USAID Administrator Samantha Power. Brian Deese, the National Economic Council Director, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, EPA Administrator Michael Reagan, National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy, Climate Czar John Kerry, and Treasurer Secretary Janet Yellen. Well, they're all leaving America. That'll be great, right? They ain't doing anything here anyway, not to help you and me. We've got barges that can't get unloaded because of the stupid policies of this administration. We have empty shelves, even in little towns like mine. In fact, maybe they'll be the ones affected first because we don't get a whole lot from the coast. I mean, we get a lot, but they got to come by truck. We need to have the Truckers Association back on. Buttigieg is a worthless person as far as doing his job. He was a terrible mayor, and that's why he couldn't become president of the United States. His own people knew he was lousy. But here he is. He's in charge of transportation, and he took 2 months off because they adopted a child. They didn't give birth. Nothing came between their legs. Nothing happened that way. And they're not breastfeeding. I know. Beth's being a little bit of a bigot. 13 cabinet members, or senior White House officials, whatever you want to call them, will head to Glasgow. That's a lot of firepower, this article says. That's Liz Peek. Their children matter. They take 2 months off to take care of their children, but you can't do that. He got paid by you. He didn't miss any pay. And now he's going to get paid by you to go jet-setting around the globe to tell us how bad it is for us to drive to work, to make more concessions. Well, that's not the right word. They will concede more of your liberties. Let's put it that way. Your fuel bill this winter is going to be skyrocketed. I had a nephew's wife that put a meme on Facebook last Friday. I might have shared it last Friday, but I thought it was funny. She goes, I don't usually brag about going to expensive places, but I went to the gas station and filled up with gas today. The good thing about Americans is we can laugh about the calamities. The bad thing about Americans is we always think somebody else is going to fix it. John Wayne isn't coming. The Dirty Dozen's not going to come and fix it for you. There is no rescue coming. You are the rescue. You are the ones who need to stand between the evil and our children. It's evil. I don't know any other way to put it. But when they are okay with predators going into the bathrooms and raping your daughters, when they're okay with removing your daughter's identity, because women don't matter. So they're telling you what to say. You can't say he or she, or you got to know what they feel. You can't identify a child at birth. These are the people that tell you you don't believe in science. There are two sexes in every species. They don't believe the science. This man, this young man that did this to these girls, is sick. And he's a criminal. He is a predator. And he needs to be locked up, not put in the public school system. And they need to start letting the parents in the school system to check them off. They don't want you there to check on them. Because they don't want you to know what they're teaching your children. And they don't want you to know what dangers your children are in once they enter those school doors. I thought that that father acted very civil myself. I told some of my friends that if it had been me, I don't know, I'd be even bothered with the school board. Every one of them needs to be held accountable in a very serious way. Fines and time. They need not community service. They need to have time behind the bars. What they did was a crime against humanity, against these young girls. And then ignored it. So they hid the crime.
That's criminal. You know that, right? We need to stand between the evil and our children. Transgenders should have their own bathroom if we're going to keep acknowledging them and not acknowledge the fact that it is mental illness. And it is a mental illness. Then give them their own bathrooms, and it needs to be a single stall. A single stall. And they should not, never, ever be allowed in the open showers for the gyms. At least that's how they showered when I was in school. It was an open shower. Everybody went into the same... No, the girls had their own. The boys had theirs. We went into the same place to shower. It was open. Great big pole in the middle with the water running out of it. It's time, America, that you take this serious, because we are running out of time. The left is moving fast, and they're taking your children with them, and they don't care if they rape them or kill them along the way. You need to stand. They are the wolves. Let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.